The numbers released by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association state that 362,000 out of 527,000 comments support protection for Bristol Bay. Brian Kraft is the owner of the Alaska Sportsman Lodges on the Naknek and Kwajalleq Rivers.
As far as the numbers go, it's just a sheer number that just shows that a majority of people think that the EPA has done a good job with the watershed assessment. I think the comments also reflect the concern that this proposed project brings and the level of concern that is widespread across the country that there needs to be some protection for this area.
PBRSDA says that more than 95% of the comments that oppose the assessment come from a Washington, D.C.-based group funded by the conservative Koch brothers. Over 1,300 businesses or groups put in comments. All but 36 were in favor of protecting Bristol Bay. Alaskans sent in a very small fraction of the comments, just 1/3 of 1%, a total of 2,703 comments through the two comment periods. Alaskans actually showed less support for protecting Bristol Bay than the nation as a whole. 60% of Alaskan commenters were in favor of the assessment. Kraft says that in his business, the Pebble Mine is well known outside the state.
I know in the sport industry, it has garnered a tremendous amount of attention. And you have a lot of people that travel from the lower 48 and around the world, quite frankly, to come to this region to visit it, whether to fish or to just sightsee or to recreate. Honestly, these people here have a great knowledge as to, many of them, as to what we've done in lower 48 that has adversely affected our resources. And thus, they see the need to maybe keep an area like this with a perfectly functioning ecosystem intact.
The EPA's draft assessment shows that a hypothetical open-pit mine in the Bristol Bay region could destroy 90 miles of stream, damaging spawning habitats and impacting nearly 5,000 acres of wetlands. Opponents of the mine are urging the EPA to use authority in the Clean Water Act 404C provision that could prevent the mine from moving forward if it's determined to be harmful to the environment. Kraft says that's what many in the region asked for before the assessment began.
You know, this particular issue in this particular place falls right smack in the face of the EPA's responsibility to protect the waters of the U.S. And if they can determine up front that, hey, just by the standard operating procedures, what you have to do to get to the minerals, you're going to adversely affect the waters of the U.S. and potentially destroy some habitat. Therefore, we're not going to allow that to happen. I think that's an upfront, very good thing to get out up front instead of waiting years and years and years for Pebble to put forth a lot of effort and expenditures in trying to get it permitted, thinking they're going to get a dredge and fill permit, and then not getting one after the fact.
The EPA hopes to finalize the Bristol Bay Watershed Assessment by the end of the year. The Pebble Partnership wants to issue a mine plan and begin the state and federal permitting process later this year. In Dillingham, I'm Ben Matheson.